This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. Is it too much of a stretch? Is it a bit of malarkey to credit the luck of the Irish for the somewhat brightening sky just in time for the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, the world's largest?
Fifth Avenue is bursting with Irish pride for the 264th time. The gray and misty weather did not dampen spirits. In fact, it's just fine for the folks here from Ireland.
We're quite used to the damp weather. We don't mind it.
Feels like home. No, it's not cold, and it's not snowing.
They are feeling the Irish-New York City connection.
A little taste of Ireland in New York.
This is an awesome experience. Everybody's Irish for the day.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Senator Chuck Schumer rarely misses a parade, famously front and center for the cameras and microphones for whatever, but he's keeping his head down. Schumer is postponing book signings planned for this week in New York, D.C., and Baltimore. Protests were planned outside all of those events. The senator has appearances abruptly canceled as of this morning. He's promoting a book about anti-Semitism in the country. Ever since he's voted with Republicans to avoid a government shutdown, he has been taking heat from his own Democratic Party, especially from progressives. A spokesperson for Schumer's book tour says due to security concerns, Senator Schumer's book events are being rescheduled. NYPD investigators are looking over video, hoping they'll catch the man who set fire to someone that he was arguing with in Midtown yesterday.
Detectives are reviewing the cameras in Times Square as they search for the person suspected of causing severe burns to a man standing on East 41st Street and 7th Avenue early Sunday morning. It was about 4 a.m. Police say there was some kind of verbal dispute and the suspect threw a flammable substance on the victim and took off. The victim's upper body was badly burned. Police responded with a fire extinguisher. The man was still conscious when they put him in an ambulance. Police have not identified what type of incendiary substance was used, and it's not clear if the two men knew each other or what prompted the argument. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New rules are being finalized to crack down on drivers in New York City with obscured license plates. Now, it's impossible, of course, for cars to get dinged by the speed cameras and the red light cameras and the congestion toll cameras if they can't see the license plates. So a $50 fine will kick in on April 16th for parked cars that have glass or plastic-covered plates or even dirty plates or rusty plates. DOT Commissioner Adonis Rodriguez saying that automated camera enforcement has proven to be really beneficial, reducing speeding, lowering pedestrian fatalities. Matter of fact, at locations that have speed cameras, violations are down by 94%. But the cameras work only if the plates are readable. St. John's is going to the big dance for the first time in 6 years, and students in Queens seem to have a full-blown case of March Madness to go along with the usual spring fever.
St. John's junior Joshua Castellanos watched Saturday night as the team clinched the Big East title for the first time in 25 years.
seeing the crowd cry, I was impacted by it. It's not just the basketball team getting recognition. It's St. John's getting recognition.
Sophomore Emily Ping said she's never seen so much excitement.
It's hard not to get caught up in it. I feel like even if you don't know basketball, like even someone like me who I'm not really into sports, I like the spirit, the cheer, how everyone gets so invested.
Thursday's forecast calls for a red storm here as students deck themselves out in St. John's color for watch parties across the campus. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
We wouldn't have March Madness if it weren't for Terrence Haggerty. Just ask Terrence Haggerty, owner of Jody's Club Forest Bar on Staten Island, who says his dad was the first to start the bracket contest way back in 1977.
The word of mouth just really took it to a level where we never in a million years would have ever imagined where it got. Our last year was 2006. We had 160,000. That final prize was $1.6 million.
That's a far cry from the payout back in 77 when they started, $880. Jody's Club shut down the pool about 20 years ago when the IRS caught wind. Two West Milford police officers and local EMS are credited with saving the lives of two people whose car ran off the road on Saturday. It was not your average crash. When the Subaru sedan failed to negotiate the curve on Clinton Road, it caught fire. That fire then ignited the brush around it. A daunting scene for first responders. As Officer Peter Wunk was tending to the 19-year-old driver and his 18-year-old passenger, the vehicle burst into flames. Officer Wunk was able to get the driver out. Officer Nicholas Soltez got the passenger out. The West Milford Fire Department put out the fire. Both officers suffered minor injuries. And a city firefighter is in critical condition this afternoon after suffering cardiac arrest while fighting a fire on Lafayette Avenue in Bushwick yesterday. The FDNY has not told us the firefighter's name.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.